88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels, and we're pleased to – I almost said pleased as punch. That would hit me. We're pleased
to –
we
can appreciate that.
Yeah.
It almost came out.
We're grateful to have the Punch Brothers back to celebrate the release of the Phosphorescent Blues. Welcome, guys.
To be here.
Yeah, boy. Yeah. I'm sorry about that. The new album – getting great reviews. Looking up all the reviews. I don't know how much you guys look at reviews, but I'm...
You try and avoid them, but you can't.
Well, nowadays, right. Friends will tell you, somebody, I bring it up, in case it was a secret, you didn't want to know the sex of the child. I ruined that surprise for you, too.
No, I think it's not even that, that people accost you with them. It's that at a certain point, you can't resist.
You can't resist. When you got time on your hands and you got a
you
iPhone
get your Google
in your
alerts,
hand,
right. You got your Twitter account. It's just
it's going to come out. Well, the reviews have one of the things that I've noticed about the reviews, which I'm going to assume should be some sort of victory for you, is I'm starting to notice that so many, at least of the attuned reviewers. They realize that there's no sense trying to categorize you guys on any genre basis.
That is refreshing. It's nice. I do think, now we've been a band almost 10 years. I guess our first record came out in 08, but we were doing stuff before then. Mm-hmm. It's so tempting to look at an ensemble and decide what they are with your eyes. Mm-hmm. And certainly visually speaking, we are we are a straight up bluegrass band. We play bluegrass instruments, we wear suits. You should see, by the way, the incredible Critter and I are in, for those at home, we're in tuxes and tails and
white tuxedos
and tails. The sky is actually in a sky blue.
Yes.
Tux
well,
as well.
I wanted to dress accordingly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's just really nice. Really nice in here. Very masculine.
Yeah.
40 years
ago.
No, yeah. I think over the years we've been able to communicate the fact that we don't consider ourselves standard bearers for any genre. And bluegrass, we came from there. We love that music. But we just love music, period. And the good bluegrass music is definitely included in that. Mm-hmm. But so is everything. And what we're looking to do is emulate the great creators that we've run across and are listening, and they can come from anywhere, and they actually share when you start analyzing, okay, like what makes this music, why is this music just like grabbing my heart and wringing every ounce of life I've got in me out of myself and back in, and I feel like those people share, those great creators from perhaps wildly different genres, they share a lot more than they do with, less great creators from similar genres.
Something beautiful's gonna call. chimney fried. I'll eat up all of your cotton, sleep in your grain rail tonight.
Are serious about your music while watching you this afternoon, this session. You're having a great time. You're having a great, the camaraderie in there was wonderful to watch. I wish our listeners were seeing it right now.
Thanks. Well, you know, another thing that this, you know, the Odyssey, Punch Brothers little mini Odyssey here is trying to figure out how to put the abilities represented in the band, you know. It's always tricky to figure out the difference between what you can do and what you should do.
Right.
Yeah. And there's a lot of ability coursing through the band. And it's tempting to just kind of put that on display and go like, you know, just wag your fingers a whole bunch. But that's what it sounds like when you do that.
You're not serving the song. You're showing off.
Yeah. And you don't end up doing that thing that I was talking about earlier, that music that just gets into your heart and just starts like changing you.
But you have to, you really do the interplay. And again, because, you know, the instruments are in many cases organic, if you will.
Yeah.
We were watching how you created modulation of sound and in your physical space and in your playing. You know, we started to hear how you brought these songs texturally and sonically to life in movement and where you placed your instruments, who stepped up, who backed off. I mean, it's pretty interesting to see that dynamic created sometimes by who you're facing in the setting.
Well, that is actually one of the cool things I think about being an acoustic ensemble is that it actually is physically interactive in this way that I feel like maybe a rock band isn't so much. Like we do, especially when we're doing something like this today or when we're just sitting in a room practicing or trying to write music, the instruments themselves, the physical space moving around so you can hear things kind of dictate a lot of what happens musically.
Yeah, it's kind of like live surround sound.
Couldn't just as well be sense. I've got an illusion.
when you first approached T-Bone, Burnett, as producer, he had done a commencement speech, or he had just did a speech about, and he thought, wait a minute, that's been top of mind for me. That must have been a happy accident and a nice coincidence.
That was, that. Yeah, that was really nice, because I kind of, I always, it, we're all, right? All of us, all right. Music fans are scared of the concept record, because usually, you know, you turn it on and you're just like, man, I get that this is a big deal to you, but I just don't care. And so, you know, with fear and trepidation, I started telling T-Bone about some, you know, some of the themes of the record. And again, it's not, you know, it's not a concept record. And certainly one of my favorite things about music is its ability to kind of, we can approach the music that we love and tell our own stories with it.
Right.
You know, like for instance, a Dylan lyric doesn't dictate your experience, or like the meaning of it is different for me than it is for you.
Right.
And, you know, I'm assuming for Bob as well. But we did have these themes, pretty definite themes of just, you know, how do we connect with each other meaningfully and, you know, make these lasting, deep connections at a period when being connected is very much taken for granted.
This was fun. This is a Magritte painting from 1928, The Lovers.
Yeah, on the cover of the record.
And yes, thank you. I keep forgetting that. We joked earlier about how I hold up the cover as if we were on TV.
It looks good, y'all. It really looks good.
But what's amazing is, look how prescient this picture is, and particularly when you, back in 1928, this was a pretty heady painting. When you put it in the context of some of the themes that you're exploring on this album and juxtapose this painting with it, it gets way freakier. I mean, I was just looking and going, Renee, you saw it coming.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a, who elected to use this picture? Because it's
it's a long process of trying to get your cover art together. We didn't have that sitting in our brains that this is the perfect thing. But as various cover options kind of came to us from the people who were helping out, it's like, yeah, this is pretty good. Show us another one. It's pretty good. And as soon as that came, everybody was like, oh, that is it. That is perfect. That kind of sums it all up without saying anything.
I know, it really does. And kudos to, we got to get this one a Grammy nom for sure.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Listen to me. Already thinking on the biz side. We can't even enjoy the music, and I'm already thinking about awards. What's wrong with me?
Love it.
This portion of the show brought to you by Toast.
One, two, three. I've been the dude who wallet said I want to take you home. I want to take you home and think about it. She threw me to the floor and said I want to take you home. I want to take you home and think about it. I'm a magnet, you're a magnet, and we're pushing each other away, we're pushing each other away, we're pushing each other away, baby, I'm a blackjack, you're a blackjack. I like the way you tear it, said, what if you
you're gonna take me here. Don't think about it. But I thought about it. What's the center between two centers of attention? A center of attention. It's a center of attention. There's only tension between two centers of attention. And then there's, oh, yes, cause I'm a magnet. You're a magnet.
Live show tonight, the Fonda Theater. There are a few seats remaining, and anyone who is hearing this today hopefully are inspired to grab those last few tickets, because this band, seriously, in watching you today, I almost came up with another terrible pun.
Do it. Do it.
You guys were electric in that room. And then yeah! I realized, wait, no, well. Sorry,
good
guys.
Good one. No, it's good. I appreciate that.
Two unintentional puns in one interview. What's wrong with me? But no, the atmosphere really was charged. And I know when you can create that kind of energy here in our performance studio, I can only imagine how you're bringing these songs to life on stage. It's got to be a thrill for you at this moment, right?
Man, we're having so much fun. You can't look at the crowd and go like, oh, they're these kind of people. It's like you look out and it's a bunch of, you know, it's this really lovely patchwork quilt of music lovers out there.
Passion music fans, yeah.
It's really fun, and it ends up we end up feeling like we're not playing for people but playing with them.
Well, let's make sure that our listeners tonight become one of those people that join that community tonight at the Fonda, and hopefully acquire. Now, you know, I've talked about the new album, The Phosphorescent Blues, but we will post a photo with the interview so everyone can see how we talked about the much acclaimed, and as we have come to, sources tell us that it will be Grammy-nominated cover design art. Thanks again. Excellent. For coming out, you guys, and join us again. It's the Punch Brothers live on 88.5 KCSN.
Thanks so much.